Let's get the particulars out of the way first. If someone's wanting to attend Romp, where do they need to go to find out details about tickets and anything else related to the festival?
Our website is www.rompfest.com. We have the full lineup on there. You can purchase tickets. You can learn all about the park and the facilities, our after parties, all of our events. Everything's there.
Well, tell us a little bit about the history and evolution of Romp. Really, it seems like the last 3 years, counting this year, it's really kind of exploded into the consciousness beyond Western Kentucky. But as we were talking beforehand, it's been around. Is this the 10th year of the festival?
This is the 10th year. It started in Owensboro, Kentucky. It's the number one fundraiser, main fundraiser for the International Bluegrass Music Museum. And it started as a wonderful, small, traditional, you know, bluegrass festival, and has grown throughout the years, and it really has been just in the past 3 or 4 years. We took a new direction with the festival. We wanted to highlight not only the roots of bluegrass music, but also the many branches of bluegrass, the way bluegrass winds itself in and out of various genres, and it's allowed us to expand our lineup and bring new people, both as far as new artists and new visitors to our festival who may not have attended a bluegrass festival before. And then also using Facebook and Twitter and all of the social media to our advantage. We have a wonderful street team that gets the word out all over the country, and all of these things have really just started this snowball that has led to all of our success and has led to us being named the International Bluegrass Music Association Event of the Year for last year. So it's worked out well for us.
As you said, a couple of years ago, you had Emmy Lou Harris, who's not really a traditional bluegrass musician. And then last year, Vince Gill and Pokey LaFarge. And this year, I noticed David Wax Museum, Merle Haggard, David Grisman. These are all people who play around the fringes of new grass and bluegrass. But it really does seem like you're trying to be more expansive and get an even larger crowd. And as you say, it sounds like the results have been probably as good or better than expected.
Oh, definitely, definitely. It's just wonderful. I mean, a lot of these artists, a lot of these musicians, like you said, are on the fringe of bluegrass or make their way in and out. Merle Haggard released a bluegrass album in the 90s. Obviously, David Grisman has worked his way through several genres of music. And like I said, it brings people in who may not have been to a bluegrass festival before. I know that the first year that I attended Romp, I was given a free ticket, and I didn't know much about the lineup, and I love it so much. I work there now, so it worked out well. But, you know, to bring people in, in my opinion, there's nothing in the world better than a good bluegrass festival. It's just the best people, and they're so welcoming and inviting, and it's just a great atmosphere for families, but you can let your hair down and boogie and dance all night long. So we offer something for everybody.
Let's go through this year's event. I think it starts out in earnest Wednesday night. Is there a kickoff concert Wednesday, and then the main festival starts Thursday?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We started the kickoff party last year. We opened the park to campers on Wednesday. The festival is Thursday, Friday, Saturday. But we decided last year with campers coming in, we wanted to give them something to do Wednesday night. So we, you know, have a band come out and play on our after-party stage. If you have a 3-day wristband, you're welcome to come attend that. And then for local folks who maybe haven't been out before, we offer admission to the kickoff party for just $15. So it gives you an opportunity to come out and get a taste of what's going on and hopefully stay for the weekend.
So who are some of your the acts this year that maybe the average fan might not be really familiar with that you think are going to be really special to see at Romp this year?
Well, I could go on and on and on. Myself personally, I mean, the fact that David Grisman is coming to Owensboro for me is just a huge one. Merle Haggard obviously is a big one, but like you said, groups like the David Wax Museum, Scythian, we've got groups like the Boston Boys and Fall Bush Hill and are up and coming bands and aren't, you know, maybe not so well known in this part of the country. And while we enjoy Romp for being a showcase for the best of bluegrass, I mean, we have Grammy Award winning Hall of Fame artists this year, but we also like to be a springboard for up and coming bands and give people, you know, maybe their first shot to play a big festival, and we have success with both.
Well, is there anything anyone should know if they're thinking about going to Romp this year? Just a few general things to keep in mind off the top of your head.
you know, come and plan to have a good time. Like I said, we have camping for everyone. We have family-friendly camping that's kind of back out of the way from all of the main activities, where if you want to go to bed early and get a good night's sleep, you can do that. We have after-party camping. We have after-parties that go well into the wee hours of the morning. We invite anyone and everyone to bring any and all instruments they have with them. We love impromptu jam sessions. There's jams going on all weekend long, all throughout the park. We have a wonderful kid zone where we do puppet shows and face painting and all sorts of activities for the kids. And another addition this year that I'm very, very excited about, located in Yellow Creek Park, is the Davis County Raptor Center, where they you know, take in rescue birds and you know, bring them back to health. And we're going to have what they're calling hawk talks in our kids zone, where people from the Raptor Center are going to bring live birds and teach the kids all about them. And so all sorts of stuff to do.
Well, Chris Langdon, Romp team member from the International Bluegrass Music Museum in Owensboro, thanks for taking time to be on Sounds Good today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You can go to rompfest.com for all information about the festival, including lineup of artists and ticket information.